What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It smells like hump day, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, USOA, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ears are listening to us live in the east of America and South America and the Arctic. And,
oh, yes.
However,
not a lot of COVID there in the Arctic, I don't think.
Well, yeah, we don't know what's buried under the ice there that's going to be out in a few years.
Oh, that's true.
Which is about 20 different movies and TV shows worth of material. Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer. Right.
Where the fuck was I? Whether you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or always available at crabdiving.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it.
Jeebus.
We also appreciate you buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione if you use that link or the banner on our website. And we get a couple of single digit percentage points.
what do you got on you?
Low single digit percentage.
Whatever points. You have on you, I will take it.
But we do appreciate it.
Right.
And a bunch of people do.
Hell yeah, baby.
Buy shit, apparently.
We are relevant.
What else do I have to do? Social media. Hey, join us on Twitter at Crab Diving during the show or anytime. And you can also hop on our Facebook page. That's fun to ride. You can
hop on for a face ride.
You can check out our Instagram, which is what? Oh, that's it. The presidential.
My mom got me this. That's the button. That's advisor
like the,
button.
Yeah, that's like the red button he's got on his on the Resolute desk, except his summons Diet Coke.
I want a Diet Coke. And some Adderall.
And a plate of Coke.
Yes. Bring that child in. We brought him from the container we pulled in last night.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Let's see what the fuck is going. Oh, the dog is.
Shit, man. The dog's angry. The
dog's already pitching a fit. Thanks for joining us and downloading us, et cetera, et cetera. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you're not familiar with podcasts, this is the first podcast you've ever listened to. Oh. This is the only one.
Apologies.
Worth a fuck. So okay. I'm just kidding. Thank you for listening and always listen to Crab Diving.
You have jumped in the deep end a little bit.
For all your news.
But good for you.
Yes. Take the blue pill.
Baron has the virus.
Who?
Baron Trump.
Oh, that sucks.
Melania, the first lady, has shared her experience after testing positive for COVID-19 earlier this month.
We don't know how she's doing, by the way, right? Nobody's cared.
The first lady shared her experience after testing positive for COVID-19 and revealed that her teenage son also contracted the virus. Melania Trump says both she and Barron have since tested negative.
God, how horrible.
Also, I have tested negative for soul.
Just give me Michelle Obama's speeches. I will read them.
She said it was a roller coaster of symptoms.
Yes.
Body aches, cough, headaches, felt extremely tired most of the time. Right. She said she chose to go a more natural route in terms of medicine.
Right.
Opting more for vitamins and healthy food. Maybe
fuck
she
you.
Got some of Donald's healing glow on her face.
He's in semen.
To protect her.
Demon semen.
God, these people.
You know, she just did whatever her fucking doctor did. And this happened to be the thing to do. And she got better. Had she needed different medicines, her fucking ass would have gotten some. I think.
And she's not 74 and obese.
No, no. Not at all. Poor Baron, though.
And no, you know, I don't think she has any pre-existing condition except for...
I'm married to him!
A couple of kidney transplants.
Yeah, yeah. But like...
higher than normal silicone percentage.
You know,
rock on.
Right, right. Jeez. I mean, don't you feel bad for Baron, though? I mean, the only reason he got this is because his dad is president and he's hanging out and spreading it all around the White House, and then he brings it home to his fucking
son. Yeah, because I don't think his fancy school, I thought that wasn't one of the stories that Trump's kid's fancy school isn't going back?
That is
like
so
he's
sad.
He's got to distance learn?
That's not fair. Someone needs to go get that child.
So
don't you think?
Wow, we can all breathe easier.
Yes.
Melania's okay, everyone.
Well, not the Trumps. They have COVID.
Right, until you get COVID.
Right.
We can all breathe easier.
Yay. God, our governor. So I watched.
Don't cry for me.
Dude, I watched that guy give high fives and stuff.
What are we talking about? Oh, Ron DeSantis?
He is so
beloved governor here in Florida?
Can I ask you something? Why is he so stupid?
A Republican governor here in Florida?
I know. It's just, what a dumb fuck. You know, it's
an oaf. He's just a white lunkhead oaf.
What has he done correctly with this?
From whose perspective?
A person that
the virus?
No. Yeah.
Everything.
Someone that doesn't want to die in a pile of snot. How is he doing?
Well,
he sucks.
Yeah, I think he may get less than an A+.
You know, I had an idea. I was chatting with. I was chatting with my middle brother about politics, and we were talking about Andrew Yang. And my theory here, and it's, I know it could be a pipe dream, but I want Andrew Yang to immigrate to Florida and run for governor.
What did he do to you?
And run for governor. And then
it's quiet.
Florida gets the UBI. And all of a sudden, everybody wants to be Florida rather than be away from Florida. All of a
What's he going to do to that legislature when he looks out and sees that sea of round white faces?
I don't know. I don't know. That is a good point. Executive order.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, do you think Andrew Yang would be a better governor than DeSantis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I bet he'd win. I bet he'd win, don't you think?
That I don't know. This is kind of a... I mean, maybe. He did really well with a really good message.
Yeah.
That UBI is smart shit. We've been talking about that...
long time.
Yeah, on the wrestling network we talked about. I remember doing stories about those studies in Switzerland, Sweden, one of the... I think it's Switzerland.
Yeah.
And... Canada,
wee.
Where I believe they like did a whole town. They just said, "Here, it's gonna be an experiment. Congrats, here,
experiment.
Here you go, guys. You're gonna be making, you know, like $1,000 Canadian a month. Go ahead and do what you're gonna do, and we're gonna watch and see what you do."
Oh, wait. If you give me a living wage, the government gives me a check. You know what's gonna happen? Everyone is going to be happier.
Well, right. If you
happier.
Relieve the burden of where this fuck you in the poop hole capitalism that we've been pursuing deeper and deeper.
Oh, yeah.
The last 50 years or so.
Deep penetration.
To alleviate some of that, you got to. People need a place to live. They need to be safe. There's no such thing as disposable income.
Right.
For many, many, many people.
I mean,
that number is growing.
Yeah.
Before the COVID.
Right. Right.
And the COVID's made it worse because now companies are realizing, well, we don't need these humans. We can look at this robot I could put in.
Right. Will we go on another lockdown? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You think we will?
Yeah.
Even though they said that we're not going to do
that. Yeah, they're
going to
pile coffins in front of our doors to keep us inside.
Are they really?
Where was it, Malaysia? Where if you're caught not wearing a mask, they make you dig graves for COVID victims? Was it Malaysia?
I
forget where it was.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
Seems a little harsh, but
it's a hoax.
On the other side,
yeah,
a little satisfying.
We just have so many dumb motherfuckers in this country, you know, that don't believe in science.
We're going to talk about a whole bunch of them today on the Crab Diving Podcast, radio, internet, radio. Yes. Broadcast
universe.
Podsicle.
Pod Jizz.
The Pod Jizz Network. Spraying at you. I can see the numbers just plummeting. Our live listeners are like, that's it.
This podcast.
We're done.
Does the podcast you listen to ejaculate? I didn't think so. Yeah.
Did he say Pod Jizz? Yeah, I think he did. Oh, you're going to be okay, Shelby. I'll get you some ice cream in a few secs.
Podges.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. Or HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
I guess it's the HuffPost.
Right. Shit, yes.
Still strange that when they decided to rebrand
Huff
from Huffington, they went,
right.
They went for Huff.
You know, you know what I bet will make a comeback is the huffing industry. Don't you think? Because people are wearing a mask when they go out. Wouldn't they spray some airplane glue or some sort of...
I'm sure there's going to be sprays that you can spray shit.
Yeah, like an LSD spray.
Oh, yeah.
Put a mask on, you walk in, you're in another place. It's not the gross-ass South.
I haven't seen you in so long. I put some of my sweat in a spritz bottle. I'm going to spray it on your mask.
If you spray that up my nose, will I think I live in New Zealand?
GOP decries anti-Catholic bigotry. After years, of course, of vilifying Muslims, they say here on the HuffPo.
The irony! Irony!
Muslim Americans watched with skepticism this week, they say. Who wrote this? I hope I pronounced this right. Rowaida
yes,
Abdelaziz.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, what a cool Abdelaziz.
Abdelaziz. I like that.
Which makes me think it might be Rowaida.
Rowaida.
Yeah, she said they watched with skepticism this week as Republican senators railed against religious bigotry during confirmation. Yeah, I mean, seriously, if
Come
you're a
on,
Muslim in this country, you're watching
and
you're watching Josh Hawley, that little that little ferret's rectum.
Yeah, and please go fuck yourself. Don't insult our intelligence. You have to ask her about this because we know how she feels about Roe, and we know what she wants to do with women's rights. And we have to ask her how her wacky Catholicism will affect her vote on shit like that. Am I insane?
Well, but she's going to give the answer, the right answer all the time.
Yeah. What is that?
It won't.
But she's
lying. I judge based on the merits of the case, and she's a... I mean, I did see an article, I don't know when it was, and I think it was maybe Vox, about this originalist bullshit with the Constitution, like Scalia was. And it was a long column about originalism and the different forms of it and kind of when it first reared its ugly little head, early 20th century. It was a senator from Alabama who was a KKK member.
Right. Right. Probably a few of those.
And hey, everybody.
Was it Jeff Sessions?
Yeah. I almost lost to Roy Moore.
I have the shoulder sheet cut.
But this guy then got to the Supreme Court, but then kind of inexplicably started like voting stuff that was good.
Yeah, yeah. That's strange.
Based on his originalist alleged reading.
Right, right.
Possibly I think the column opined was that it was some of the early starts to the civil rights movement the 20s and 30s.
Right.
This guy on the Supreme Court. And but then they're different, like then your Scalias are a different kind of originalist. And then there's these new ones.
Yes. Like, were they evangelical?
Like your Gorsuches.
Right.
She would be another one.
Yes.
That it may not be worst case scenario for normal people. If she sticks to her originalism, if she really does, can set aside her crazy religious beliefs. Which God, look up these charismatic Catholics, folks. It's not.
But how is she gonna
normal? I was brought up 12 years of Catholic school.
Right.
Normal Catholicism is not balls to me.
But an atheist.
But that is like whack job,
right?
Like almost in a trailer waving a snake around kind of shit.
Yes,
and to put her on the Supreme Court, one would hope she would be able to divorce her personal religious beliefs from the laws that she's supposed to be interpreting. We have TBD. We're going to find that out. Well, we're going to find that out.
We know how she's going to vote on anything with women's rights. She's going to be restricted.
We're going to find that out. Sometimes one of the points of this article was that these originalists occasionally will vote for the right side.
Yeah.
Because they're forced into it by their originalist stance.
Right. Right. Maybe
that it's so obvious, it's right there in the text that even they can't maybe put their personal beliefs above it. The question is, would they? And then, worst case scenario, I think would be another Alito.
He's a
partisan fuckhack.
Well,
he's going to vote right-wing nutjob no matter what.
Isn't there something, though, that anyone that Trump is going to put on the SCOTUS is going to be a person that will compromise.
Well, he put Gorsuch on. They'll
compromise, right? Their beliefs is once Trump doesn't have any power.
But he
over
put
him.
Gorsuch.
Yeah.
On. And Gorsuch has already voted on the bad side of what Trump wants a few times.
Right.
And didn't Kavanaugh once or twice? Didn't Trump say he was very disappointed when Gorsuch and Kavanaugh both voted against something he wanted?
Well, we'll see with this if they have to make any rulings right now. Well, Squee and all those guys, if they have to make any rulings on the election.
I like beer.
Are you nervous about that, though? I mean.
Well, sure. Yeah. But they don't need her. They've got 5-3.
Oh, yeah. She would just make it worse.
You're right.
God, we have the worst people. I just wish we could disqualify people that believe in, it's going to sound so shitty, God. Because if we could just have atheists on the court, it would be better. Because then,
I agree.
You're not fucking around with any of this science fiction
and
shit.
And we're not looking to take away your religion. We're looking to keep your religion from bumping into our holes.
Yes. And I can't take your religion because it really doesn't exist outside of what you say out loud and what you read.
Well, whatever.
This doesn't exist.
But again, you can go there. You can do whatever you want with your religion. You just can't.
Yeah. Keep it out of my asshole.
You can't legislate. If you don't believe in abortion, don't get one.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in gay marriage, don't marry someone with the same plumbing as you.
Yes. Absolutely.
But you have no fucking right to tell anyone else whether they can do these things or not. It's that simple.
I mean, there's no reason the laws that I have to walk around and follow should be have any relationship to this sky god mythical horse shit. It is insanity.
So this is all about the election. This is the Republicans. They know they've got the votes. She's just got to sit there and put up her handmaid's shield.
Right.
And withstand the slings and arrows of the Democrats.
Under his eye!
And no Democrat, I don't think, has mentioned religion at all, her religion, yet the Republicans are each clutching their pearls about how dare the Democrats attack your religion. So
someone
they think they're
going to
get the Catholics because the Catholics are going to feel like they're being attacked. But it ain't working. Yeah.
Don't you want our representative to ask her, are you going to let your wacky sky god bullshit influence your fucking decisions?
Well, let's see. We've got Rick Scott and we've got Marco Rubio.
Well, either
Marco Rubio, who's been tweeting Bible verses recently.
Marco, that you've been in the foam tank too long, buddy. Pour some peroxide in your ears.
And I'm not sure that either of them are on the confirmation hearing or what the confirmation committee.
What do they do?
Who?
Marco Rubio and what's his face? The pale one. The pale one with the viscous skin who looks...
Oh, scheme? Steel? Plot?
Right.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is about how the GOP is hypocritically, shocker.
Right.
Squealing bloody murder about an alleged attack.
Yes.
A mythical alleged attack on Amy Coney Barrett's religious beliefs.
Right.
When actually it's not happening, but then the Republicans have been literally throwing diarrhea into a fan and aiming it at mosques for,
Oh my God, they can shut the fuck up
for,
please.
Since 9/11,
eat a dick.
So STFU, there's so many things that these assholes will never be able to, you know what they're, I saw something today they were talking about that they've already got their plan. They know they're going to get killed, in the election. They're just hoping they keep the Senate. And if they do, they're going to block everything. Going to be Obama all over again.
Are they going to be little bitches?
And, but even if they don't, they're going to scream austerity. Now it's time for austerity. Oh my God, look at the deficit that the Democrats caused. Even though Donald Trump's and the GOP's tax scam doubled the deficit.
Explain it to someone that's not into economics. Why in the shit? Why should we do austerity if it's Trump's tax cut that caused it? Why should poor people suffer?
Well, that's what Biden is. That's why Biden's saying cut. Day one, he's getting rid of those tax cuts if he can. But if Mitch McConnell is in the Senate, we're not going to be able to get rid of those tax cuts.
My God.
Because Mitch McConnell will not bring up anything. I can see Mitch McConnell, hopefully not, one of the SCOTUS, another SCOTUS has a grabber early in Joe Biden's term.
Yes.
I can totally see the Republicans saying, well, you know, we're going to wait 3 years and see what the people decide.
Yeah.
Wasn't there
absolutely?
Wasn't there was it a senator or a rep? But there was definitely a Republican that said that if Hillary Clinton wins, I will do my best to make sure a Supreme Court seat is unfilled for 4 years.
What you're saying is that you can always count on these little asshole motherfuckers
to cheat,
to be angry little fucking tyrants.
And instead of realizing where the earth is moving,
yes,
and burning,
right,
literally, they refuse to acknowledge it and say no. They're grasping onto power desperately.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're willing to let Trump burn it all down,
right,
on his way out.
It seems like, you know, we live in Florida, and you're talking about things burning, and I naturally thought of this state. It just seems like the way politicians, I agree with you, dog. The way,
saw the way outside the window.
Oh, yes, yes. The way politicians see this state, they're like, Let's see what we can get out of it before it sinks into the fucking Gulf. Is that what Florida is?
I guess, yeah. Just,
we're going to get as much as we can from it before it disappears. You know, if you want to escape it, you know, you got to sprout some gills. You got to be a fish.
We have... So, yeah, that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies are talking about.
Freedom!
What drudge? Actually, let's check Breitbart, because that's really the new...
That's where the Nazis hang out, Pat. Don't they, though?
Election interference, exclamation point, but I'm sure it ain't what we're talking about. Oh, Facebook suppressing bombshell Hunter Biden story. Oh, my God. That's why right now we're going to talk about that. This bullshit story. Streisand effect is trending.
Okay.
If you don't know what Streisand effect is, it's Barbara's fault. She famously sued like Google Earth or some, you know, one of these taking pictures from the sky kind of things.
Yes.
Because she didn't want people to be able to see her house.
Yeah.
In any of these.
Right.
Google Maps, Google Earth, Street View, nothing.
Well, I don't want that. I don't want my house. But
that was, you know, in the earlier days of the internet. And she, but kind of the opposite happened. So then suddenly,
yeah,
her house became the most searched term.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For a long time on the internet as she screamed and battled about
this. Right, right.
So it's like, if you don't want people to pay too much attention to something,
don't scream about it.
Don't call attention to it.
That is bad strategy. Right.
That's the Streisand effect.
It's not good.
But that's what they're talking about with this is there's nothing here. This big bombshell that has been milked out of Rudy Giuliani's left saggy man nipple is
the former mayor's lactating.
Is somebody? I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Put a bucket under that moob. Fuck.
They're calling attention to it.
Yeah.
By them yelling and screaming about it more and more.
Right.
More real journalists are starting to look into the story and they're like, well, this is bullshit. There's nothing, literally nothing here. This is everything they've had. When Devin Nunes breathlessly came out and announced, oh my God, look what we've got here. And it was a big turd.
Yes. It was nothing. Why do they keep trying though? Why do they keep trying?
They think they're gonna fool enough people.
Right. Well, here's the deal, man. When something real comes out about that, you know, which there's nothing real about that scandal, right? There's nothing.
This Burisma thing?
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, even if what they put out is real, I don't believe it shows anything more than at one point, Hunter Biden,
know about it.
Hunter Biden hooked his dad up meet one of the executives of Burisma.
Would we know about it already? We would know about it. If there was something dirty there, would we not know about it?
But the irony, I mean, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
What are these Trump grifters? What have they been doing this entire fucking time? This Jared slime ball who literally got his stupidly horrible investment at 666 Fuckwad Avenue in New York that they were a billion or something in the hole for somehow was it the not the Emirates
Qatar
it was Qatar whatever that Qatar bailed him out
right
only after they sicked the Saudis on them, accusing them of terrorism and shit.
Right, right.
So the deal was, hey, you will call off the Saudis.
Yes.
If you bail out my building.
Let me tell you something.
Allegedly.
And I'll tell you this. Does calling off the Saudis mean that those people aren't going to come over and cut my head off?
No.
Put me in a fucking oven?
TBD.
Jeez. We live in a violent world.
Joe caught lying to cover for corrupt son. It's just not true.
Not the Nazi Times. They're lying, right?
That's a Breitbart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
They're losing their minds.
Nine.
But they're really upset about how Facebook is suppressing the Bombshell story because Facebook is like, well, this is a bunch of bullshit. We're going to have to.
Well, the Post ran it, though.
The New York Post?
I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, of all the...
Only because the Inquirer is not doing well right now.
Well, I mean...
This is
the New York Post is better than Breitbart. God.
The New York Post is a Murdoch...
Yeah.
Tabloid rag.
It wasn't... Didn't the New York Post do the Central Park Five? Didn't they run Trump's ad or some shit
they all
like
did.
That? Oh, they all did.
I thought he bought... full-page ads in all the big papers.
How did the guy that did that, how is he our president? Yeah. Look at all those racists
pointing
out
to the
there.
Neighborhood.
Hi, racists. How are you?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Yes, yes. Quit sucking the dick of the slave owners that created that shitty constitution that's skull-fucking us right now.
Barron tests positive is the headline over to the Drudge.
I mean, really, your review of our form of government has to be like a 0 out of 10, because impeachment
worse.
Is bullshit and it's useless and it's a joke. If you can't get this guy out with it, it's a joke.
Well, that's why we need to take the House and the Senate bigly and start passing legislation, because part of the problems of a lot of this is that, you know, these Republicans are like, well, we don't need all these laws and regulations and shit. And it's just the opposite. To make it fair.
Yes.
We need rules and regulations.
If I ordered this government on Amazon and we got to this point where I needed to impeach someone and it just didn't do shit, I would want my money back. I really would. I would be furious. Because the one thing impeachment is supposed to do is protect us from people like this. But it didn't do it.
Yeah, fail.
Yeah.
Well, because, again, you know, we could make a case for Mitch McConnell being the more evil influence in the past 16 years.
How do we get rid of him?
Because his fuck anything that's going to help the people, we're going to block everything with a black fingerprint on it.
Yeah.
Attitude.
Right.
Has run the country into an iceberg.
So we need to be harder on these racists and not let them into our government.
Yeah. Again, or more. More, I should say. Barron tests positive in the whole Melania thing was the headline.
Yay.
It's the big headline over the Drudge Report.
Yes. Dad of the year over there, Trump, right? Barely sees that kid and somehow manages to give that motherfucker COVID. Good parenting, Dad. Imagine Dad.
Melania gave it to him.
Hey, Barron, were you proud of Dad when you saw him dancing to Macho Man, doing the fist pumps and whatever the fuck that was?
One of the other headlines.
Yay.
In the news was social media.
Right.
This is from Forbes.
Mm-hmm. Effete.
Twitter yesterday halted an unknown
pop-up. God damn it.
Pop-up bullshit.
That sucks, Forbes. Man.
And you wonder why we get ad blockers.
Right.
Twitter halted an unknown number of fake accounts claiming to be black people supporting Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
For breaching the platform's ban on manipulating the site and spreading spam. The company is investigating who's behind the accounts.
Trump. Trumps are a white supremacist, the Klan, Russia.
The accounts were identified for using uniform language and tweets, including things like, yes, I'm black and I'm voting for Trump. Oh, my God. Some of the accounts employed, quote, digital blackface.
Shut.
Meaning.
God damn it.
Meaning they falsely represented themselves by using photos of real black people sourced from across the Internet. So they go to Facebook and they just pull pictures of black people and they crop the pictures and
that
shit.
That is so evil.
And maybe they reverse it, so like a facial recognition program.
A bot does that?
No, well, maybe.
So a bot copies the picture.
No, I don't know that for a fact. I mean, theoretically, of course, they could, but
that's digital blackface.
It's probably something people do.
Digital blackface is when someone takes a picture of a black person.
Creates a persona using a manipulated, probably, picture of an actual black person that they stole from the internet.
Good God. I thought you were going to say that they were actually making people look African American.
Yeah.
And like, we do that too, comrade.
The accounts that they said have been retweeted and mentioned more than 265,000 times.
Wow, that's strange. Why did you do it like that? Why are they stupid? Because the idea is just a blast of whatever.
Well, right. They figure, you know, if they have a 1% success rate of people that are like, oh my God, look at all these black people that aren't voting for Trump.
If you looked on Twitter today and you saw one of these tweets we're describing, and you were going to vote for Biden, but now you're going to vote for Trump, you need a helper animal and some medication.
You're probably not listening to us,
yeah,
frankly.
Yeah, you're right.
You pray you haven't hung in.
Yes.
Also, I've got, let me see which one. Let's play a clip.
Yes.
Shall we?
Ooh.
What is this one? There's so fucking many of them.
Yeah. Are these nut balls?
Yes.
Okay.
This one.
Is this a Karen? Or is this
kind of. It's
Kevin?
I think it's a Karen with a Willy.
Okay. Hello?
So you're saying that if I walked over to...
She's saying we really don't give a fuck about.
So, this isn't, I don't think this is about a mask or anything. This is a dispute from what I could glean. There weren't a lot of explanations about it.
Yes.
But this is at like a Kinko's or a,
okay,
you know, one of those kind of.
A copy place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I saw one of the comments that said, I worked in a copy place for a while and I have also bartended for a few years. You would think the worst experience would be bartending.
No said, fucking way.
The people that go into copy places and the way they treat the people that work in the copy places are horrific.
I one time at the copy place near where we lived in Venice, this guy said some fucking shit to the dude behind the counter, and he looked at me like, oh my God, can you believe this? And I told him, I was like, you're being a dick. I said, honestly, you're being a dick.
The guy's probably making literally minimum wage.
Oh, God.
To put up with your shit and make your fucking copies.
You don't know how to work the copy machine. That means you're a dumb fuck. That's
so
on you.
So I don't even know what this guy's complaining about. He's complaining about something. He says something about a sign. He's pissed about something that was on a sign. I don't know what the reference is. So, but regardless, he's treating the poor clerk, who apparently is innocent in this situation.
Yes.
He's a fucking dick.
Right.
And this woman who's taping is the hero, and she says what we've all wanted to say.
Yeah.
So you're saying that if I walked over to...
She's saying we really don't give a fuck about your very privileged, very limited, very small-minded, small-penised opinion. It's pathetic, and it's very shameful that you're harassing this young woman at her job. No one has to be considerate of your opinion. You can simply send your package and go home. This is a simple display of your misery. The fact that you are so bothered by a sign is disturbing. You're miserable. It's a mental illness. It's mental illness that you are disturbed, and you think that somebody's supposed to eat your asshole to make you happy.
Oh, yeah!
You're disturbed, and you think someone's supposed to eat your asshole.
Nobody's eating your ass anymore.
Make you happy.
Go home without your asshole eaten. Mail your package. Nobody gives a fuck, lunatic.
This is great, right?
I love it.
Yep. This young woman at her job. No one has to be considerate of your opinion. You can simply send your package and go home. This is a simple display of your misery. The fact that you are so bothered by a sign is disturbing. You're miserable. It's a mental illness. It's mental illness that you are disturbed, and you think that somebody's supposed to eat your asshole to make you happy. Nobody's going to bend over backwards for you. It's a new day, and it's a new age, and you need to re-educate yourself. You need to change your mind, because nobody's going to bend over backwards for your fucked up opinion anymore.
Boom! Kaboom!
That's right. And you know what? People have been bending over backwards for that fuck stick probably for a long time. He makes people and miserable.
He's a tubby white guy.
Yes.
Bald, shaved head. He's got a mask on, at least.
And the tone of this dick bag. The fucking tone.
And he's just really, he really seems kind of gobsmacked. Look, he keeps looking over at her.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to still talk. And he's like, well, this doesn't have anything to do with you. I'm trying to talk
fucking,
to her.
These fucking privileged Trumpalos, they walk around with their MAGA hats, being dick bags. And they're surprised when people don't want to eat their asshole. Right. Jeez. Grow up, fuck faces. She's right.
Yeah. When
She's
I
right.
First time I heard that, I had to pause it and go back.
Yeah, that's good. But she's right. This is a new day. It's different.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
We're going to record you being a fuckstick. You're going to lose your job.
I saw this story yesterday. They're going to lose their minds. I mean, not that it takes much these days. They're such fragile little fucking snowflakes.
Oh, shit, yes.
Pop-ups.
God damn, man. Why do we have so many of these pop-ups on our internet?
And I don't know if this is going to make much of a difference.
No.
In their viewership and their following. But the National Basketball Association.
Yes.
Has said that they are now considering. Are you sitting down, Ryan? Eliminating the national anthem at the start of the games, starting with next season.
Yeah. Okay.
Get rid of it. Why do we have it? Why? And these ridiculous, we heard about the origins of these, of those ridiculous military displays.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we get shoved down our throats sometimes at these
it's a events. Business.
I want to go watch baseball. Why am I watching some military parade?
Cause it's a business, right?
Right. Cause they make dough off it.
The military charges MLB or the NBA or whoever. Right. And, then the military gets paid. But the actual,
soldiers,
they don't make shit, right? They don't make anything for that appearance.
I mean, probably not. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It's a wacky business.
So they just think this is just get rid of it.
Why don't we sing the national anthem every time you go into the Golden Corral?
Well, that's. Take 20 people randomly or in a mile from here, within a mile of here. And you're going to have a disturbing percentage that's going to say, well, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Listen, I saw.
I love my country. I'll sing that anytime.
I saw a gold. Somebody, I don't know if it's a doctor or whatever, but somebody shared a picture of a Golden Corral sign marquee. And it said, we're back. But now we're serving alcohol.
Oh, great.
It's shit face. That's a great idea.
Alcoholism and diabetes at the same time.
I really think Golden Corral should pair with a pharmacy, like a marijuana dispensary.
It is great.
Make a lot of money.
It is good if you're hungry.
Yeah.
Golden Corral's an excellent selection.
I think it's $14.99. You can eat as much
literally
as you want.
All you right. can eat. I mean.
It sounds like right now the Golden
Cheese
Corral.
Cheese fountain, chocolate fountain.
Yeah, yeah, all of those. Yeah. It sounds like the Golden Corral.
Racism
gate.
Fountain.
Yes. I'll be hanging out.
I guess depending on the location.
I'm going to hang out of the misogyny lasagna.
So the national anthem potentially getting nixed entirely by the NBA.
Right.
Are
they getting rid of the prayer or no prayer?
Instead of a moment of silence and observation, stadiums and games might instead shift immediately from high-energy team introductions to the opening tip-off.
Why not?
Skipping the anthem ceremony entirely. Yeah, keep the momentum going. You've been to NBA games where the lights all go off and they have the light show that opens it up amazing music and the Jumbotron's going and all that shit. And then they come out and then it's like,
Right. Some poor person trying to hear their ear prompter and sing a song that's kind of in a difficult place vocally for a lot
right,
of people.
Right.
Singing. It's very strange that everyone would have to sing that the way it's written.
Another possibility is that they would play it, but prior to the team introduction, so all the players and coaches could stay in the locker room.
Oh, okay. Why don't we just do something at the beginning of every game where everyone has to suck Donald Trump's big gross dick before tip off.
But yeah, how about, I mean, why, I don't know. Can we, I don't understand why we have to do it in the first place.
And I don't understand, you know, it's crazy to me that this is the conversation that's happening when we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic. And you're talking about something that takes place in an arena, and that, and the discussion is not about coronavirus. That's fucking bananas. I don't give a shit.
Oh, is that still going on?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I was watching Fox News today, and I didn't see
any.
We're
like zombies. Americans are like zombies walking through this motherfucking coronavirus.
I've got a story for you. I've got a story. I have a metric fuck ton of stories today.
Oh, my gosh.
And I probably wasn't real great about sorting them out.
Right.
CrabDiamond.com/Amazon. Every time you want to buy some shit.
I think it's Prime Day. And
through our Amazon.
It's cheaper now. I don't know.
Yeah, yesterday and today are Prime Day.
Oh, shit.
So go sign up for Prime.
And right. And
buy some shit.
Again, leave our show open and then do that in a different tab. If you could help it, that would be nice. A click's a click, motherfucker.
Oh, I'll find it. I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. Something with COVID.
Okay. There's probably another story.
It was, if I remember, it was like one. There it is. Found it. Chicago Tribune, my hometown.
Right.
A COVID-19 outbreak that infected at least 11 people so far across four different states.
Yes.
Began with a 13-year-old girl who transmitted the virus during a 3-week family vacation over the summer.
Okay.
The case highlights that kids and teens can contract and spread the virus.
Yeah, and they're good vectors, right? They're able to get it. I mean, maybe their cases aren't as severe, right? But they breathe on people, they lick people, and then people get sick, and they fucking die.
The virus can spread efficiently during gatherings, especially with prolonged close contact, physical distancing, face mask use, hand hygiene, reduce transmissions. Reduce. The best way to do it, don't go.
Yeah, just stay at home and stare at your wall.
Gatherings should be avoided when physical distancing and face mask use are not possible.
Right.
Everybody still, when I went for my teeth thing,
they wore a mask.
Yeah. For the most part, but there's some kids there and they're not always, I mean, you know, when you get your teeth worked on, you can't wear a mask.
Yeah. You know, I had to go to the hardware store for my mother the other day. And, you know, I went when there weren't a lot of people there, and some people had on masks. I mean, but then somebody walked in with their kids. They had on masks, but they're little fucking kids, no masks.
There you go.
And they're just ejaculating air bubbles all over the fucking place, and everybody's getting sick.
The 3-week family gathering involved 5 households from 4 states. So, I mean, everybody got together.
Oh, yeah, right?
And they traced it to one 13-year-old girl.
Damn.
Who didn't know she had it.
Right.
Or she was exposed during a large outbreak in June. One of these rapid antigen tests 4 days after exposure came back negative.
Oh, okay.
But this is one of those shit tests. And
yes.
One of the doctors on telly was saying that he really cannot believe that the White House is still relying on these 15-minute tests. They're horrible.
Why do we have them? Why do they exist?
And they miss a third of positives. They give false negative reports.
If you're in the testing business, how do you get paid to give someone to deliver tests that don't fucking work?
I think they know. They say, "Hey, look, we're getting it done in 15 minutes. That's the biggest window we can give you." Is a 33% failure rate.
That's not worth anything.
Concur.
So how do you figure out that you got a false positive? You wait.
A false negative.
Yeah. You wait.
What happened to this girl? Her test, she waited 4 days.
Yes.
After she was exposed. The rapid antigen test came back negative. 2 days later, she started getting some nasal congestion, her only symptom. She got sniffles.
Right.
That day she traveled with her parents and two brothers to attend a large family gathering.
Oh, shit. And then everybody got fucking sick, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And then they went back to their place. And...
God, I mean, yeah, you can see how, you know, we need to all wear some sort of environmental body protective suit, like you have in that video game. You play this video game where you have a suit that you run around in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It offers protection for shit from shit like this, correct?
Yeah, it's a space-based game, so suits are kind of the vibe.
Why can't we have that? If you have that in your game, it's just a game.
Well, because we don't
Why can't we have it for something well, we that's do. Life?
We do have that.
We don't.
You could walk around in a hazmat suit.
Where do I get that? How much is that?
At Hazmat Suits R Us. I'll bet you could get something on Amazon. I mean, I don't know about true. Like a full, you know.
Flora, just get you a poncho and a ski mask and some duct tape.
Not like Dustin Hoffman was running around in. And then
no, an Outbreak.
An Outbreak.
You know, I watched that right at the beginning of this lockdown. I watched that movie and.
We got to get home this virus.
He owes people apologies for that.
He phoned that in.
I'm sorry, Dustin Hoffman. You phoned that shit in. You know the one person that didn't phone it in that film? And this guy is not a great guy. He's a bad guy. We found this out. But he's so good in that movie, in Outbreak. And it's no one appreciates his performance in it because you don't remember. Kevin Spacey, great in that movie. Oh, well,
Kevin Spacey's a great actor.
God.
Not apparently a great human, but Jesus, still a really good actor.
When you were creating Kevin Spacey, where you're like, okay, I'm going to make him a good actor, but just a little evil personally. Did you hold the evil dropper over his essence a little too long? Is that how it works?
Maybe he got his powers from Satan.
Yeah, Damon.
Faithless Friday, don't forget everybody on Friday.
Yeah.
We God. Do it every Friday.
I tell you what,
although
man,
it's hard to dodge, you know, a lot of the stuff.
You know that show Kevin Spacey did absolutely with Robin Wright Penn, House of Cards?
Sure.
We better be fucking glad that Donald Trump is not like Kevin Spacey's character.
Oh, wow.
Really smart.
Yeah.
Evil.
We'd be Putin.
We'd be fucked. Yeah,
that's
right.
Putin.
Right. Does it bother you that Donald Trump is interacting with Putin? And no one else is around sometimes. Like, he'll have, like, do you think he'll have, like, a private one-on-one phone call with Putin that nobody knows about?
I don't know if that's possible, but I think he probably has had more conversations than we probably do know about.
When he's by himself in the bathroom taking a shit, he can't grab a burner phone and call Putin.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
During the years when I was in Congress, during the Obama years.
During the Obama years?
Is this Michelle Bachmann?
Michelle Bachmann, everybody. Bam! She's resurfaced. I don't know where the hell she was.
Twice last week.
Wasn't
once
she?
Once
She
week.
Was traveling the world trying to make sure gay people are criminalized.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes, yes. Spreading
during the
shit.
Years when I was in Congress, during the Obama years, by the end of Obama's term, people forget this. We had almost one terrorist act a week in the United
that's
States.
Right.
A week.
Yeah,
how many
right.
have we had?
Oh, my God. Do you know
Where
who that is
she?
Saying? You know who that is saying? That's right.
Who is that?
That.
Bad escape. In Lindon Gunglandala, Wugo Guga Viste, Sementasa. Spedo Kuge Dema Hadi Mamba Kugo Huno Money Me.
Oh, got it. We talk about him all the time. I can never remember his name.
Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, God.
Must be on his show.
Did they just all hang out together? Is this like the shitty rat pack?
They're not social distancing. They're sitting around a desk, and they're all like 2 feet apart from each other.
Oh, they're probably fooling around with each other.
Oh, barf.
You know?
If you're listening live, we may be kicking in and out, I've noticed.
God
got some,
damn it.
A couple of fucky error messages.
Thank you.
But we'll be back.
Thank you, internet guys.
Hopefully. Here's Michelle Bachmann.
Terrorist act a week in the United
that's
States.
Right.
A week.
Yeah,
how many
right.
have we had yeah. under Donald Trump? It's because he doesn't take this. He shuts this down.
You mean how many white supremacist terrorist attacks have we had? A bunch.
They just thwarted one.
Quite a bunch.
They thwarted two. I mean,
terrorist attack a week. I'm thinking is a tad hyperbolic.
You know what white privilege is? Your attempted act of terror will be spun as a citizen's arrest by a law enforcement officer. That is fucking crazy.
Yeah, after this election, we're going to need to talk about that sheriff in Michigan. It's a little creepy.
We got to talk about these militias.
When Trump loses the election, yes. I mean, does that mean that sheriff is going to be on the side of the guys that are? I was going to say horses. They got to ride like yaks to Lansing take over.
No, we got to get a hold of these militias. We got to figure this shit out.
Well, and these sheriffs.
Oh, yeah. We shouldn't have elected law enforcement. That's crazy.
I think it's crazy.
It's the stupidest fucking thing ever.
I believe that what happened with coronavirus was an attempted assassination of the President of the United States.
Yes. I was thinking that as
Rick
well.
Rick Wilde.
Here
we go again. Somewhere, it was probably a drone fly. Maybe that's what happened. The fly was supposed to spritz COVID into Mike Pence's face and then self-destruct.
He
and somehow,
loves it.
Somehow it got caught in his magical Jesus hair. Ooh. It attracted it and saved him.
Why the fuck? I mean, this guy is fucking nuts. I mean, don't you think that Trump got coronavirus because he engages in lots of risky behavior?
Yeah.
And he surrounds himself with people that thinks it's
and mocked
a hoax.
People that wore masks.
Yeah.
And shit. There is a culture still in the White House of,
right,
we don't need your fucking masks, you weenie.
What am I supposed to do if President Trump tries to kiss me because he feels a lot better after having the coronavirus?
I don't know.
I mean, he said he was going to do that, right?
Grab a Tic Tac. that's when he said this was yesterday one of his super spreader hate rallies.
What a creep.
Oh, I don't know where he was yesterday, but they couldn't even find one black person to put behind him in this one.
Good. No one should be there. It's dangerous.
I ask you to do me a favor. Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember?
So a lot of suburban women are responding to him today on the social media.
Fuck you. Will you still like me? Will you like me?
I ask you to do me a favor. Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay?
The other thing I saved your damn neighborhood from the rampaging Negroes.
God. Well, at least these people are all wearing masks. I mean, hoods.
A lot of them are wearing masks.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I will say.
Listen,
but they're all
course.
MAGA masks. They were all provided, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Not Trump.
Right. Oh, no. Fuck no.
Although I believe even Fauci today said that the data he was presented seems to reflect that Trump is no longer shedding virus.
Oh, okay. So Trump got lucky.
Well, given $100,000 worth of experimental treatments and things that we could not get.
if you don't feel good after that drug cocktail, then something's wrong. Like super
duper
wrong.
I ask you to do me a favor. Suburban women, will you please like me?
No. God.
Remember?
You're such a fuck.
Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay? The other thing, I don't have that much time to be that nice. You know, I can do it, but I got to go quickly. We don't have time. They want me to be politically correct. Oh, yes, let's discuss it. Let's talk about it over the next 10 years. No. Now, we saved we saved suburbia.
He really doesn't think that brown
suburbia.
People live in suburbia.
I don't think he's...
He's like watching the Dick Van Dyke Show and thinking that's what suburbia is. It's lily white people. It's the Brady Bunch.
Right. It sounds like this motherfucker is just prattling along, stumbling through his fucking shit until he comes upon like an old joke. Right. Wasn't he about to go into something there that he always goes into that that like he's like, we saved your damn neighborhoods. There was one other thing, and it's like a stump thing of his that he always says. I forget what it was right at the end of that last clip. This is gross.
And listen to them screaming for him. Oh, thank you for saving.
Is this not cult shit? I mean, this is cult shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the fact that the good sign is that he's having to go to Pennsylvania, Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Places that he wouldn't necessarily think he would have to.
Do not come to Pensacola again. You've been here twice, right?
Twice. I
just feel like we're not far enough from the venue he'll use that we won't get like, I mean, doesn't that make you want to stay inside if he's coming to town and just duct tape all your orifices? So the Trump cloud doesn't seep in your body.
And think of all the people driving in.
Oh, that's a really
to come see him and the being bussed in from Alabama.
That's bad. Jeez. Super spreader.
So yesterday, remember there was that on the last day of registration for voting in Virginia, there was an oopsie and somebody accidentally, totally on accident.
Yes.
Cut a cable.
Ooh.
Bringing down the entire online
registration
system.
On the last day to register to vote, right?
When a lot of people who have procrastinated wait.
Yeah, it's America.
And now we got a judge who said, well, that's bullshit. A court.
Oh, yeah.
Federal court extended Virginia's voter registration deadline after an accidentally clipped fiber optic cable. Wink, wink.
Yes.
Took down the Department of Elections website for several hours on the final day of voter registration. So now the voters in Virginia will be able to register until 11:59 p.m. Thursday night.
Right.
In person or online. So they get two days extra.
Yeah.
So if you're in Virginia and you haven't registered yet, all is not lost.
Yes.
Get online and or go and get yourself registered. Early vote and vote out those fucking scumbag Republicans root and branch for everything. If it's got an R next to its name, do not vote for it. If it's your brother,
it's just, yeah,
I don't care. Don't vote for it.
It's like the fucking Sopranos. Hey, we cut the wire to the website. Now he can't register. You know, I'm Polly Walnuts. It's cartoonish.
And I'll bet there was opposition to that.
What do you mean?
I'll bet the Republicans in Virginia were opposing that judge extending the registration.
Of course. Hey, I didn't cut the wires for nothing.
What are we just going to extend it till why don't we just have them register when they vote?
Hey, the wire was cut. What am I supposed to do?
It's not fair.
What does that one guy keep saying, that one representative? It's like, we don't really live in a democracy. We live in a suggestion. Well,
that was Mike Lee. Yeah.
Of a Mike Lee. Spit, 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 lick, lick, lick.
Democracy was never the goal.
Listen to yourself, wacko.
You said that out loud, Mike.
Yeah.
You typed that on Twitter, actually.
Yeah, and the Republicans are squirting all over the place. They love it.
Don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
You'll hear more like... Wiles.
No one believes anymore, though.
I believe that what happened with coronavirus was an attempted assassination of the President of the United States. I do believe that. I believe that they used a miniature drone to that was weaponized to spray an aerosol in the Rose Garden. We're dealing with a very dangerous cabal of powerful, wealthy, diabolical men.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Jews. I mean, that's his usual vibe, right? I think he held back because when he said powerful, wealthy, I think he was. I think he wanted to say Jews.
I'll bet you last half of my sandwich from that he invoked Soros somewhere in this.
No, I don't think there's much left to this.
In the Rose Garden, we're dealing with a very dangerous cabal of powerful, wealthy, diabolical men who want to rule the world.
Yeah. No specifics. That's all I've got.
I agree with him. We are dealing with a powerful, diabolical bunch of men, white men, evangelical loons that are trying to skull fuck the planet.
Well, I think the evangelicals are being used by the real evil rich guys that want to skull fuck the planet and just find the religious to be useful idiots.
Yeah. I'm interested in this. This miniature drone misting technology that you can. Ow! Ow! It stings! It burns! You know, all these anti-choice, anti-women's rights people, they must have a problem with the fact that President Trump's treatment for corona was milked from fetus nipples, they're doing
cartwheels of jujitsu,
yes,
brain jujitsu to try to somehow justify that it's okay.
They didn't have a was that easy for them or difficult? Was that an easy brain jujitsu?
It's all easy for them.
That's right. Why is that? Because
that's all they do.
You're saying all
deflect facts,
yeah,
and try to twist it into their fucked up narrative.
Because they do it so often, they get better at it. They get better and better at it.
That's what they do.
And then people's brains.
Oh, Nick Saban has COVID.
Oh fuck! What if Nick Saban moved to Florida and ran for governor? Would he win? He's a white guy.
But Alabama.
There's a lot of, oh God, dude, you're going to,
who's the coach of the Gators?
You know, I'm going to say something and you're going to think, cause you're from Chicago, but you've seen some shit.
I'm all elitist.
No, not that.
Oh,
you got to be really careful when you're joking around about college football here, because there's lots of guns, lots of drunk people and lots of people that I'm sure.
Oh, I trust me. I walked through the neighborhood.
To death.
I know people are pretty passionate about their teams.
Auburn, Alabama, definitely shootings over that. Definitely deaths, definitely murders over college football arguments. LSU, Alabama, let's stab each other to death.
Parler, the Twitter alternative that all the conservative squealers go to.
Yes.
That they always complain about because... Nobody goes to Parler nobody's on Parler except them.
Right.
Is trending because everybody's telling people, why don't you just go to Parler?
Where
they are sharing the Hunter Biden stuff all over.
Right. Go to Parler.
Go ahead. Share that shit because we're not buying your bullshit here.
The problem is, though, these right-wing nut jobs and people that have podcasts and whatever, they're not going to be able to get listeners or monetize anything they're doing on Parler.
Right.
Why? Because
there's the only people there are them.
Yeah, nobody else.
And they're not the silent majority they think they are.
No.
They're the vocal minority.
You're a bunch of weird fucks that don't understand that Black Lives Matter. They run around with your thumbs up your assholes, you know, giving a bad name to tiki torches, you fuck. Right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, would you buy a tiki torch?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to buy one.
And now I'm immune, they tell me. I'm immune. I could come down and start kissing everybody. I'll kiss every guy, man and woman, man and woman. Look at that guy, how handsome he is. I'll kiss him. Not with a lot of enjoyment, but that's okay.
It's our president, everybody. We're so proud of President
Is that
Trump.
Is that
was
is
last
that AI?
Night.
That's not any weird
no,
shit.
No, that's
I'll
not
kiss
a,
him.
It's not a deep fake.
What if Joe Biden had said, I'm going to take a guy here. I'm going to stick my tongue down his fucking throat. I mean, what if Joe Biden said this? Right. Just saying. This is some crazy shit. Trump says crazy shit, so, you know. This is weird, though. Can you play that again? Or is
God bless America.
Yeah. And now I'm immune, they tell me. I'm immune. I could come down and start kissing everybody. I'll kiss every guy, man and woman. Man and woman. Look at that guy, how handsome he is. I'll kiss him. Not with a lot of enjoyment, but that's okay.
Wait. Is he fucked up? Is he fucked up?
I think he's still amped up on these drugs that he's still coming down from.
Do you think they're giving what is happening here? He's like, I feel better when I'm on these drugs. And then the doctors will say to him, we can't continue you on these steroids because, you know, it's not healthy to just keep pumping these up your ass, you know. But he's like, I feel better.
Trump does not sound well today.
Somebody said that.
Simply put, it's a choice between a socialist nightmare and the American dream. Simply put, it's a choice.
Oh, shit. I
hope he'll be okay.
So if he is still getting over this, is he still contagious?
I don't think so. So if they said he's not, if Fauci said he's not contagious, then, you know, I guess we would.
The Trump administration, do we know?
But Fauci said, I think Fauci's words were very precise, like the data that he was presented. He didn't study Trump's blood himself. He's saying the numbers they sent me indicate that, yes, Trump is no longer.
How would Vladimir Putin handle this problem with Fauci?
Oh, he would have fallen out of a window.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. That's what we're going to look forward to, though, right? I mean, is
if he gets elected a second
time.
Right,
right. Hey? It's going to be more of that shit.
Panama is looking nice.
Yes.
Costa Rica has a good healthcare program.
Panama was in the news years ago.
Yeah,
right. We went to war with them to arrest a guy, right?
Yes.
Oh, RIP Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
And now I'm immune, they tell me. I'm immune. I could come down and start kissing everybody.
What a wacko.
Blah.
Nobody wants to kiss you. See, he's saying right now, I'm immune. If I wanted to, I could come down and kiss everyone. I'm the president.
I'm going to grab some pussies.
Yeah, I'm going to start raping everybody. I'm immune.
He's got that glow.
I mean,
he's got that protective glow.
What is it about you that makes you think everyone wants to kiss you back? I could start kissing, although some of those people there probably would, right?
Oh, my God. In a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they would.
Are you kidding me?
These dudes would be running over each other to blow him, to kiss him, anything. Any attention from the great leader?
No.
But before you execute him, the Terminator's gonna bust.
What the fuck?
Walk around and rip that. No, shut the fuck up, Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Do I want? No! No! Don't shut me up! Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through?
Oh, now there's video. They released the video of what was happening.
So did the guy walk through a scene?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Oh, okay. He's walking through the scene, man. I mean, I'm really...
But it's all green screen. And Christian Bale is literally pulling a gun on a guy who looks like a Minecraft carrier covered in green foam coming up to him.
It's tough. He's trying to read these stupid fucking lines. He's trying to have a scene. There's a guy in green foam. The least the lighting guy can do is not... Don't walk around. I'm trying to have a moment in this shitty fucking movie.
So I guess.
Don't you think? Am I wrong?
I guess they've released the video now of them.
Does it?
Usually it was just audio.
Does it make Christian Bale look better?
No, I think he looks like an asshole. He's like stomping his feet and spinning around when he's
yelling.
He
overreacted, but the gist of it was right. You're trying to act.
True, but he overreacted.
But it's not like. Okay. He's working on a scene that's going to be filmed and it's going to live on as a thing off into the future.
The guy in a green suit. Box, like a box. It's boxes. It's not like a green, like a bodysuit.
But he's got to be able to act, and he's got to be able to concentrate. And if the lighting designer is walking around like he said, how the fuck does he stay in the motherfucking moment?
Nonetheless.
And I got to watch
an
shit.
Overreaction.
Absolutely. But we have to stay inside and watch things. So when you're acting out there, keep in mind that what you're doing is more important than it was. So get better at it. John Travolta, please. Someone get him to take an acting class. Take an acting class. You know what I mean?
Sure.
What are those, you know, do you think John Travolta, when he starts a scene, he thinks, ooh, what do I want in this? Do you think about what he wants in the scene? Or what he wants from the people?
I don't know John Travolta's process. I've got, this is a good one. This is a good audio.
Yes.
Thanks to Ring.
Oh,
again, or one God. Of these fucking doorknob or doorbell companies that record everything.
It's fucking, it's a bootleg.
Oh, it is
move.
A Ring. It even says on the video.
You're
going to
put
Ring.
A video camera on front of your in the front of your house. So, you tell
this,
me, God.
This is a Ring.
Yeah.
Standing at the door of this house, the white double doors, looks like kind of a nice neighborhood, nice
what?
House. Is a equally white woman, middle-aged, wearing a visor.
Oh, shit.
Of course.
Uh-oh.
Ponytail.
That's the Karen uniform.
And like a tie-dyed tank top kind of thing.
Okay.
But she's got a paper in her hand.
Oh, fuck.
And she just pressed the button.
Right.
She's waiting. She's waiting. She's still waiting. Here we go. She's looking. God, I didn't realize it takes this long for them to answer the door. But right now she's looking up. She's got her hands on her hips. She's pressing the doorknob again, or the doorbell again. Hands on the hips. She's irritated. Doorbell again.
Hello.
Ring.
Can I help you?
Here we go. Hello.
I want to talk to you. This is Elba.
This is Elba.
Okay.
This is who I want to talk to. This is Elba. So this is Elba, everybody.
Okay.
I want to talk to you. This is Elba. I want to show you something.
I'm sorry, I can't come to the door right now.
Get out your neighborhood bylaw. It's section.
Get out your neighborhood bylaws. She's got the neighborhood bylaws printed up. And she's holding them in front of the Ring.
Do you think this person knows camera. Of Elba or Zelba?
Oh, she knows Elba. I think the whole neighborhood knows
I
Elba.
I can't come to the door right now. I'm terrified.
Get out your neighborhood bylaw. It's section 5.20. No sign shall be in the yard. If you don't take this
Harris Biden shit down. And it's a tiny little lawn sign. It's not what it's
Does
one of the little
say,
ones. It's like 2x3.
Yeah. What you just said. And by the way, if anyone from Pensacola is listening, I just took a drive around and congratulations to all the Trump Pence dick bags out there that there's your signage. Is big enough. We get it. You're a tremendous fucking asshole. Do you know how many large like flags? And it's we
they
get
go
it.
Big.
You're a fuck stick, okay?
But this is what she's upset about.
This
There's
is
a
so-
there, they have a tiny.
Did she say
Biden Harris?
Can I
sign?
Did she say get out your bylaws? Like get them out. Where are they? Where do I keep my bylaws for my the where I live? For my neighborhood.
I want to show you something.
I'm sorry, I can't come to the door right now.
Get out your neighborhood bylaw. It's section 5.20. No sign shall be in the yard. If you don't take this Harris Biden shit down, I will sue you. And I was going to have you sell my house, but that's not going to happen now. And you're going to lose a lot of business because of this crap. You get out your neighborhood association bylaws, section 5.20.
She
stomps away.
That's Elba. That Elba, that little accent right there. Bylaws, pot. Well, yeah, instead of part, pot, 20. That's angry Steel Magnolias.
Yep, there you go.
Well, is there anything in the bylaws where you don't go to somebody's door and just ring their bell over and over and scream at them like a lunatic about the fucking bylaws?
Well, and I'm not sure that like temporarily signage like that would be covered.
Oh, are you saying that Elba might be mistaken?
I think Elba may be mistaken.
Get out your bylaws!
I think he may be able to display, that kind of stuff, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Is Elba going to win the lawsuit?
I'm going to sue you, and I was going to have you sell my house. But now she's not because she's a Biden supporter.
Elba, what do you do for a living? Maybe you're going to get outed and people don't want to do business with you because you're nuts.
I mean, good thing for this neighbor. It sounds like Elba's moving.
Yeah. Selling her house.
Yeah.
God. What a pleasure to sell your house to. That'd be nice. You think Elba's nice to work with?
You know, they're sitting right there looking at the ring.
Get out your bylaws! Like,
oh, fuck, it's Elba.
Fuck! What kind of, hey.
She's got the bylaws again.
What is your neighborhood bylaws, section 5.20? Fucking yeah. Christ.
Get out your bylaws. It's like, open your Bible.
Section 5.20! Take down this Biden shit! Crazy.
Oh, and these HOAs. I mean, that's a combo. That's a Trumpist and an HOA.
You don't
Nazi.
Need to ever. If you have to refer to the bylaws of the neighborhood association for which you live, then I would actually say those bylaws could maybe, they're unreasonable. Reasonable people aren't referring to the bylaws of their neighborhood.
Right.
Do we have any? I thought our laws were...
No, because we don't have an HOA. Yeah.
No, we can shoot anyone we want to.
I think your mom has bylaws, doesn't she?
Hell yeah!
Aren't there neighborhoods?
Mom, get out your bylaws!
I wonder are there signs in your mom's
shit,
neighborhood?
Yes.
Can they put signs up there?
Shit, yes, they can.
Well, there you go.
Oh, they're all over the place.
So, thoughts and prayers to Elba. She's very upset.
Get out your bar!
Sexy.
What a fucking monster. Jesus, Elba.
I got to get to this clip.
Marijuana.
This is some oddity going on in Alaska.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a former or news anchor who is now on like a smaller outlet in Alaska.
Okay. He was at a larger place.
Athens. And, I think what has happened is that it's now come out that there was some relationship between her and the mayor of Anchorage.
Yes.
Years ago at some point.
Right.
Apparently there's still a little bad blood.
Okay.
Because she posted dick pics of alleging to be his, I believe. And she left this message on his phone.
Damn.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox ABC CW Newsnet National Alaska. I just learned through my Emmy award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile and like little girls and children. And there's a website. I'm so fucking exposing you. I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in, kill yourself, or do what you need to do. I will personally kill you and Mara Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living fucking shit. You have met your match, motherfucker. You have met your motherfucking match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I fucking hate, I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist fucking ass, you piece of shit loser. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker. fucker.
So,
bye. Have a great
Friday. I found through my Emmy-winning journalism.
Motherfucker.
So, she, by the way, falsely, there's no evidence of this website she talks about. She said there's some that she knows that he posted dick pics on some underage girl website, but that's not how it works.
That's pedophile code, Pat. Yeah, that's pedophile code.
I don't think that's how it works.
He's communicating to underage girls with Pop-Tarts.
So the word is there's no evidence of this.
Yes.
However, she followed through and she got somebody to record her saying this.
Okay.
Loading.
That's quite a voicemail.
It's from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Live.
Oh yeah, that is the beginning.
It's from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9, ABC News at 10, CW News at 12:30, and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
I think Newsnet National is her crazy right wing.
Is she a real news anchor?
I think she was, but she may have had problems and is now, you know, on Fringe News.
Do you think she has an anger issue?
But she lists all the ones that she's hoping will be covering the story.
Oh, yeah.
And then she says, and we will be covering it for sure.
I think she's anti-Semitic.
ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9, ABC News at 10, CW News at 12:30, and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. Yeah, I heard it here first.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope that.
Okay, yeah.
Nobody knows what to say. That's quite a sign-off.
Holding a telephone, recording that. Okay, thanks.
You think the director's like, listen, we're going to do that one more time. And that part about his dick and stuff. So really that's need to rewrite that.
That's what's going on in Alaska.
That is crazy.
Again, she's provided no real evidence of his genitalia being on an underage girl's website.
Does she think that's the case, or is she fabricating that? I don't think it's real.
They're alleging that she is fabricating.
Yeah.
She's lost her mind.
If she thinks it's not real, why does she say it? I mean, she knows it's not. Why did she leave that message on the voicemail, too?
I don't know. I don't know what she's trying to accomplish. Why not just publish it?
Is there no way anyone can get her lithium? I'm just wondering.
So there you go.
Maybe she needs Sudafed.
Maria Athens.
Yeah. I'm following her. Now we should put a note to check in on her every now and then. She is crazy.
The Alaska mayor has admitted to a relationship with a local news anchor, Maria Athens, years ago, just days after she posted a naked photo of him and falsely accused him of sharing images of himself on an underage website.
Yay!
Falsely accused him.
God damn.
Hours after she posted this, the video I just played, she was arrested for punching her lover/station manager. She's got a little anchor.
She's crazy, man. I'm going to work.
She's a little crazy.
I'm fucking the station manager. God.
So be careful the voicemails you leave.
Yeah, really. I mean, she seemed very confident in what she was saying, though. I mean, you know, when somebody ends a phone call with "you Zionist ass," that is a very serious anti-Semitic person.
Yeah, what does it have to do with anything, by the way?
I don't know, but she has a problem with Jewish people.
It would appear. Yeah. Shocker.
My God. Be careful in Alaska.
So one of the more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Rants.
That's some crazy shit. Some
crazy shit out there.
Yes.
This is, we were speaking of the COVID a little bit. This is a moment that makes me sad on a couple of levels. I'll tell you what's happening because the beginning is kind of rough. It's really low volume. But this is a town hall Q&A or something like that.
Right.
The public asking questions of a politician.
Okay.
I believe in Australia. Okay. Could be New Zealand, but I think it's Australia.
Right.
Oh, no, it's New Zealand.
Right.
The New Zealand First Party.
Yes. Good job. Whatever you're doing. They're doing good in New Zealand.
There must be an election coming up. Yes. And this dude from the New Zealand First Party is apparently taking questions. And I don't know if you've been able to hear this question.
Is your proof that all four Koch postulates have been satisfied for SARS-CoV-2?
So he wants to make sure, is there proof that all four, and I don't know what he says, but essentially all four levels of criteria have been met for SARS-CoV-2?
Yes.
And also isolated for SARS-CoV-2. Where's your evidence that there is a virus that causes the disease?
Where's your evidence that there is a virus that causes this disease? So this guy is a lunatic who thinks it's all a hoax.
What an asshole. Fuck this guy. Hey, you're lucky to live in a country where people have taken the virus seriously and your leaders.
Well, yeah, this is where I get wistful because listen to what this guy says.
Yeah.
This politician.
Right.
Who's running.
Oh, my God, dude.
He's running.
Fuck yourself.
No, this is the guy asking the question.
Oh, okay.
Is a citizen.
Oh, okay.
The response is coming from the politician. But he doesn't, it's not one of these couch where we all have our opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other sad thing he says is the joke he makes after this guy shuts up.
Yeah.
That there is a virus that causes the disease. And you do that by satisfying four criteria.
Can you do that and satisfy the four criteria?
Okay.
He found a list on the internet.
Yes.
That a virus has to.
He watched a YouTube video.
Right, right. So listen to what this politician says.
Sit down. We've got someone who obviously got an education in America.
We've got someone who obviously got their education in America.
Ah, we're stupid. We're the dumb bucks.
Yep.
We are
right.
The dumb bucks.
Whoa, someone obviously got their education in America. Are we proud? Are you proud, Republicans?
I mean,
I'm proud that we're the laughing stock around the world.
You want to, you can deal with feeling a certain way. You can dealing with, I don't want to feel like I'm stupid, but we are. We are right? In a stupid fucking country right now. And that guy's joke is spot on, don't you think? Sounds like you were educated in America, you dumb fuck. Yeah. Yeah, get it.
Oh, it looks like we've got someone educated in America.
Let me tell you.
And I was like, wow, that's really funny, but wow, oh, that God. Really that hurts.
The earth is flat.
We've got someone obviously got an education in America. 220,000 people have died in the United States. There are 8 million cases today. We've got 79,000 cases probably today in India. And here's somebody that gets up and says, the earth is flat. Sorry, sunshine, wrong place. Yes, sir.
Here's someone who gets up and says, the earth is flat. Sorry, sunshine, wrong place.
Damn.
Next question.
Oh, shit.
That's how this needs to be handled. This is how this needs to be handled.
Of course.
For the last 30 years. We don't entertain these loony conspiracies, and that's where Fox has been insidious. Fox will put morons like the guy in the audience on Hannity.
We can't.
As a valuable other side to the story
and
or something.
And that guy is treating that lunatic like a child.
Right.
We talk to these fucking Republicans. We're so sensitive to them, to their anti-science bullshit. That's 210,000 dead people.
Yeah. And you notice he brought up our numbers.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Over 200,000 dead in America.
Yeah, it's astounding.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's unthinkable. We are stupid fuckheads.
So that was a great, I don't know who that guy is.
Blissfully stupid, even. Blissfully stupid. We have people in this country
angrily stupid.
Brag about how dumb they are.
Yeah.
Pow, pow, pow. I'm going to go shoot things.
Literal know-nothings.
Yeah, they're bigots. They're idiots.
God. Sunshine.
Yeah, that is. That does make you want that, right?
8,000 people have died in the United States. There are 8 million cases today. We've got 79,000 cases probably today in India. And here's somebody that gets up and says, the earth is flat. Sorry, sunshine, wrong place.
Here's Jesus. Somebody who gets up and says, the earth is flat. Sorry, sunshine, wrong place.
I love that. Sorry, sunshine, wrong place. Write that down and give it to our politicians to say.
Right.
Sorry, sunshine, wrong place.
But no, you got to be nice. Like you said, you got to be nice to them.
But look at all the dead people.
Right.
Look at, I mean, you know, maybe we won't lock down again. maybe we won't. Maybe, you know.
Well, the Republicans apparently are going for that herd immunity, which means, you know, 4 or 5 million of us will be dead by the end of the.
That is a pipe dream.
And not a valid choice, necessarily.
Because it won't work.
Right.
Not because, right. But what will happen
not
is.
Not without millions dead.
We'll try something that won't work, and if it's under 2 million people dead, the Trump administration throws
spikes
a victory party.
Sure.
Right,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
Good. Throws a victory party with no masks. Trump is making people tongue kiss him.
Well, he's already been saying that. They said it would have been 2 million if I did nothing. I closed China.
Trump, I hope when you're raping people, you wear a mask at least.
We've got also in the news, what do we have? Oh, we got about 15 minutes left here.
Yay.
On the show today.
Right.
Got so much to choose from. Here's a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Do you remember, speaking of Karens?
Yes.
Do you remember Amy Cooper?
Oh, yes.
The white woman walking her dog Central Park.
Oh, the little
without a leash.
Yes.
And the bird watching apparently rampaging monster of a black person had the audacity to say to her, hey, you know, you really need to leash your dog here.
Yes.
I'm watching birds.
My white privilege is like I can go somewhere, stare at birds, and no one calls the cops.
Well, his last name is coincidentally Cooper.
Yes.
The victim.
That's confusing.
She's Amy Cooper. He's Christian Cooper.
Damn.
She lost her job and stuff when they found out who she was. And she was the one who, I mean, she's literally on tape 40 feet away from the guy screaming. He's yeah. threatening me. I feel threatened after she had approached him when she really flipped out because she found out he was filming her crazy encounter. She got mad and approached him. Was like, you need to stop
right.
filming me. And that's when she called 911 and went into instant. Oh my God.
Yes.
He's here. It's a black man. And he's threatening me. I feel threatened.
She pulled a Meryl Streep.
Right. It was amazing.
Yeah.
The white privilege
Evil.
That she was wielding. And a lot of people saying that she should attempted murder. She should be.
Well,
she should be charged with because we know what New York cops do to black people
that are
accosting white women, they think.
Let me call a bunch of people that are involved with an organization that has systematic racism.
Well, now it's even worse because now apparently we don't have some of the other parts that on tape. But the prosecutors, I think, are going the fuck after her.
Oh, shit.
Because now they've announced that they are going to charge her and that she also called 911 a second time.
Oh, shit.
And said the man was actually assaulting her.
Oh,
tried,
my God.
Tried to assault her.
Well, that's a lie.
Right.
Jeez.
She was arraigned today.
Right.
Facing misdemeanor charge of falsely reporting an incident to police. This is what needs to happen more and more.
And then it will stop. People will think about this. Maybe.
It happened in May. She falsely said Christian Cooper, the bird watcher who asked her to leash her dog in an area that requires dogs be on leashes.
Yeah.
That he was threatening and tried to attack her.
I know a lot of you guys out there think you're dog training experts and you like to show off. And make you think about you don't need to put your dog on a leash because your dog is very obedient and all this other shit. I think that's insane. keep your dog on a leash, right? When you're out and about in public where there's traffic. Yeah.
In a previously unreported detail, Amy Cooper made a second call to 911 in which she falsely said that, quote, an African-American man tried to assault me.
Oh, my God.
After police arrived at the scene, she backtracked.
Oh, she changed her bullshit
story. And told an officer that the man did not try to assault her or touch her.
Oh, okay. But
because she knew she was on tape.
Yeah.
Would that have happened had he not filmed her?
Right. How would it have played out?
Right.
Differently.
Who would the police believe?
Her. They would believe her.
Undoubtedly.
And this guy couldn't be doing anything more passive. He is watching
literally bird
motherfucking
watching.
Yeah. Birds and this idiot. This idiot's in the wrong initially, too. She's tooling around Central Park and not having her dog on a leash. Who does that?
So she got fired from her asset management firm.
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, God. You know, she was
and
raking
that
in cash.
That encounter occurred the same day that George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Right. We've got a problem
with
race in this country, don't you think?
Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance, that's the guy that's going after Trump.
Yes.
Took a few minutes to go after Amy.
Yes.
Amy Cooper, quote, Amy Cooper engaged in racist criminal conduct when she falsely accused a black man of trying to assault her in a previously unreported second call with a 911 dispatcher.
Oh, shit. Damn!
Fortunately, no one was injured or killed in the police response. So
right.
Cy Vance even admitting, you're lucky our trigger-happy cops didn't end up beating or shooting someone.
God, think how many levels deep this problem is.
Yeah.
You can't call the cops.
Well, how sad that he has to say that. Fortunately, no one was injured or killed in the police response to Miss Cooper's hoax.
So a prosecutor is like kind of copping to the idea that, the fucking cops are out of control.
She put his life in danger.
That's crazy. She put his life in danger by calling the fucking police.
Our office will pursue a resolution of this case, which holds Ms. Cooper, accountable while healing our community, restoring justice, and deterring others from perpetuating this racist practice.
Damn. Well, shit, Amy. It didn't work out so well for you.
ADA Joan Iluzzi said during an arraignment that the DA's office will work with the defense on a program for Cooper to take responsibility and educate her and the community on the harm caused by such actions.
Right. So
the victim... Christian Cooper has said, you know, leave her go. She's suffered enough. She lost her job and everything.
Right.
Other people are saying, fuck no.
But it's a prosecutor's call, right?
Yeah, where are the Republicans who always want examples made of people?
And this is a problem. What if, it could have gone a different way.
Right.
We need to do...
And remember, she almost strangled the fuck out of her dog while she was terrified trying to call him. She had her dog taken away for a few days.
What a fucking asshole.
While she was clutching her pearls and trying to get her phone out to call 911, she forgot she was holding onto a leash hanging her dog.
How does someone like Amy Cooper even enjoy a park?
She's running around with her dog.
I'm just saying, someone with that mindset, how are they able to be present, look at the fucking leaves, and chill the fuck out for a second? She cannot. She's an asshole.
Once Amy Cooper puts a leash on the dog in the video, which it had been gasping for air as the woman held its collar, Christian Cooper says thank you and the video ends, but allegedly there was another phone call after the video stopped.
And Christian Cooper was like, I actually have enough here. I got, I got plenty the first video. But you can't go to a park. Listen, white people, you can't go to parks and torture individuals because you want to. That's the lesson, right?
Christian Cooper wrote in an op-ed for the WAPO, I'm ambivalent about the prosecution have chosen not to aid the investigation. I think it's a mistake to focus on this one individual. The important thing is the incident highlights the longstanding, deep-seated racial bias against us black and brown folk that permeates the United States. Bias that can bring horrific consequences, as with the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis later the same day I encountered Amy Cooper. Yeah. Or just small daily cuts.
Well,
somebody follows you around the fucking 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to buy a Coke.
I mean, do you think? I mean, do you think?
What was the name of the gentleman that got killed in Walmart because he picked up a toy gun?
Oh my God, you're right.
I forgot his name already. It's horrible. There's so many of them.
Yeah, happen at Walmart. You know, I don't know. I mean, I would never disagree with this person. You know, this is his experience. I don't know what it was like, but don't you think society needs to be protected from people like Amy? I mean, somebody that's just that comfortable lying to the police, calling in a false report.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because how many times has this happened with Amy that it went differently, maybe, and you know there wasn't video.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Right.
A couple of minutes left here.
I was going to say thank you for observing us with whatever sense you would like to, but it would have to be hearing.
Thanks for smelling us, everybody.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Or feeling if you.
Yes.
Yeah. If you could hear, if, you know, the speaker vibrations. I guess mainly listening.
Yeah. I guess if you're feeling us, maybe, you know, we might ask for a couple of dollars.
And if you're watching us, oh, yes, that's a couple of dollars. And if you're watching us. If you're watching us, maybe you have some of that miniature drone technology that was used to in the attempted assassination of Hitler.
Oh, here's one for you.
You know, to spray the COVID on him.
You know, America, even under Trump, there we continue to export some things. And one of the things we're exporting is our anti-mask moronitude.
No, we talked about this and on a stupidity. Dog walk. That it's very depressing.
That other countries are blaming the U.S. basically on their own anti-mask.
Guys, we're so stupid. Everybody thinks we're so fucking dumb. Are you happy now?
On their anti-mask movements.
We are the dumb fucks of this fucking planet.
And it's the same MO. It's somehow, gosh, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of accounts on WhatsApp and on Facebook. And on the Twitter that are amplifying a lot of these stories. Ugh. That they're taking your freedoms away.
Taking your freedoms away. Do you know you could die from coronavirus?
Well, here we are in England.
Hello.
And here is an English Karen.
Jolly good.
Who is filming her own. I love when they film themselves. Like they film
Richard!
When they film the encounters thinking that they're the victims.
Oh, yes. That is marvelous.
This is the fucking Apple store.
Okay.
Somewhere in England. I'm not sure exactly where. The I can't tell from the...
I'm at the Genius Ball.
But it's the same kind of shit.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, can I just take your name?
Yeah, sorry, can I just take your name? That's Karen.
Sorry.
And, that's the manager. He's got a mask on and he's got a piece of paper with their policy on it, I believe, that he's trying to hand her.
Right.
Everyone in the Apple store, you know, it's you know what an Apple store looks like. They're very sparse anyway. It's those white tables and all that shit.
Sure.
And it looks like there's not a lot of people allowed in. They have ropes up.
Yeah.
And they're metering the amount of humans that can go in, and everybody's
they're
staying
concerned
6 feet
about
apart.
Corona.
And everybody's got the masks on.
Right.
Pardon me, may I have your name?
No. Please. I just want to clarify with you. I have made you aware that I'm registered blind and I'm exempt and you're denying me.
Okay. I'm registered blind and I'm exempt. How does being registered blind exempt you from a mask over your nose and mouth?
Well, I don't know.
What would that have to do with it?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but you know, when you lose a sense, your other senses...
Oh, so you think she's...
...are amplified.
You think she's sniffing cell phones to see which one she wants?
That's how she does sonar. I don't know. Yeah. She can sniff.
Yeah, right. This one smells like it's got more memory. I like this one.
I can't even smell the video card.
Which she doesn't need.
Right. Yeah, she doesn't need the video card.
She's obviously not totally blind. She's certified blind.
But she's blind, so she has an exemption to the mask.
But I don't know that that's true. Just like here, I think when they go out and they say we've got these medical exemptions, there are no medical exemptions. That it doesn't exist. If you can't wear a mask,
right?
If you have a medical exemption, then we can't serve you.
Yes,
right. And they scream ADA, but there's a big difference. If you're in a wheelchair and you can't get in, you're not going to give other people the wheelchair-itis that you, or whatever put you in the wheelchair.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not putting other people in danger. They're being assholes for not accommodating you to get in. You have a communicable disease potentially.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's true.
It's a difference.
Right. I'm just trying to think what it would be like if you say you can't come in, you got to wear a mask. This person says, I'm blind, I have an exemption. Then you say, that sounds insane.
Right. You can wear a bigger mask.
See, this sucks. Right. Yeah.
And not care. And not care about having your viewing.
Right. Sorry. Can I just take your name?
Yeah, my name's Frank.
Okay. And I just want to... I am. I just want to clarify with you, I have made you aware that I'm registered blind and I'm exempt and you're...
So now, Greg, my name's Greg.
Oh, I'm registered.
Greg has now backed away and you couldn't hear. He said something to the effect of, oh, well, as long as you're filming, we won't be dealing with you. Because he knows these assholes are grandstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want to be a part of their cause.
Right.
Yeah.
Denying the access. Can I have that policy, please? Can I have the policy, please?
We're not going to interact with you anymore, he says, because as long as you're filming.
Right.
It's all very polite.
Because you're not... because
Americans would have been screaming, fuck you, at each other by now. The British take a little bit longer.
It really feels like I'm listening to, like, something.
Oh, even the First Amendment, First Amendment audits, which they don't have, the public photography audits... Are a lot of them are painfully polite. Yeah.
I mean, this sounds like a television show.
Please. Can I have your name? Yeah, I said my name's Greg. What's your surname, Greg?
I'm giving you my surname.
Okay. Are you the only manager at this store?
Are you the only manager? I'm the only manager that's going to be talking to you today, he says. God. We're not going to deal with you anymore, basically.
Her British dialect is just fabulous. She's like, is there any other manager at the store? Right. How many syllables is
store? What's your surname? He says, I'm not going to give you my surname.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to tell you.
Are there
any
managers at the store? I'm the only manager that's going to be speaking to you today.
Okay. Are you the only manager at this store?
The only manager that's going to be talking to you today about this.
Okay, that's fine. Just to clarify, I have made you aware I am registered blind and I'm exempt and you're denying me access today. At this store, yeah? Just to make that aware, I have recorded it on today's date, the 12th of October. I have been denied access by Apple, just to register that. I am actually legally exempt from wearing a face mask, and I'm just wanting this recording. Thank you. I will be sending this to head office.
I will be sending this to head office.
Is this AFAB?
It sounds Manchester-y.
Is this AFAB?
So just so you know, everybody, we're sending great things across around the world.
Our
anti-maskers.
Oh, we're so dumb. You're welcome, planet.
Yeah, congrats.
God.
You gotta get the fuck out of here.
Richard!
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're gonna do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available on your favorite podcasting application.
Yay.
Or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet. Find out what he's doing. Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, the TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Boyle on Twitter or Instagram at Boyle Experience.
Fuck that up.
Oh, so freaking
have
violent.
A great Fuck evening, it. Everybody.
Twitter,
we'll be back.
Twitter.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.